Listening Library presents Mirette on the High Wire. This is the author, Emily Arnold McCulley. 100 years ago, in Paris, when theaters and music halls drew traveling players from all over the world, the best place to stay was at the Widow Gâteau's, a boarding house on English Street. Acrobats, jugglers, actors and mimes from as far away as Moscow and New York reclined on the widow's feather mattresses and devoured her kidney stews. Madame Gâteau worked hard to make her guests comfortable, and so did her daughter, Mirette. The girl was an expert at washing linens, chopping leeks, paring potatoes, and mopping floors. She was a good listener, too. Nothing pleased her more than to overhear the vagabond players tell of their adventures in this town and that along the road. One evening, a tall, sad-faced stranger arrived. He told Madame Gâteau he was Bellini, a retired high-wire walker.
"I am here for a rest," he said.
"I have just the room for you, Monsieur Bellini, in the back, where it's quiet," she said. "But it's on the ground floor, with no view."
"Perfect," said the stranger. "I will take my meals alone."
The next afternoon, when Mirette came for the sheets, there was the stranger, crossing the courtyard on air. Mirette was enchanted. Of all the things a person could do, this must be the most magical. Her feet tingled, as if they wanted to...